Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Are you kidding me?
You are looking live.
Winning cures everything. Now for your hosts, Gary and Chris.
Welcome in, Winning Cures Everything. It is Monday, March 1st. That is correct, my friends. This is March. We got the tournament later on this month. I could not be more excited about it. We didn't get it last year. We are getting closer to the one-year anniversary of everything going completely bonkers. I will never forget, I had a meeting at work right after all this pandemic stuff was going on. We were trying to prep for like remote work and everything. And we had a meeting in a room that was probably built for like 50 people. And we had about 65 in this room, just all spaced in there together. And then the very next week, we were told not to come back to work. So who knows what actually happened in that room. But Damien jumps in already. What's up? McKinnon said, happy Monday, gents. Yes, happy Monday indeed. Monday, March the 1st, that is what I'm talking about. Casey said Cardinals are going to make a run this year. Michael said happy Monday. Hope you had a good weekend. Hope all of you had a good weekend as well. As you can see, we've got people from Facebook, Twitch, and YouTube in on the show already. If you would like to join the conversation, jump in on the chat. You can do it at any of these locations. We are live on Twitter, Periscope, Twitch, and Facebook. Go ahead and check those things out and jump into the chat. I mean, any of them will populate right there on your screen, bottom left-hand corner. The Brown Yeti is in. Sup, fellas? I was wrong about JJ going to the Browns. A lot of people were. I don't know that anybody would have guessed that he was going to the Arizona Cardinals. We will talk about that. We're going to talk college basketball today. We're going to talk about NFL rights and whatnot with Disney. We're going to talk about possibly Drew Brees. We're going to talk the 60 best college quarterbacks. Now, we're not talking all 60 of them, but there's a lot to discuss today. Before we get started, WinningCuresEverything.com is the website everywhere that you need to be subscribed. You can find over there, along with different articles and stuff that we'll toss up there every now and then, along with all of our stuff from SportsbookReview.com. We do a college football show once a week, and sometimes more than that, but we always have at least one show a week from SBRPicks.com/NCAAF, or you can just go to YouTube and search out SBR Picks. Make sure you subscribe over there. We got over 82,000 subscribers already over there, so it's definitely rocking and rolling. Taylor jumps in, said, what's going on, fellas? Then he said, Chris needs more credit for his solo shows.
Don't encourage that. Gary will take more time off. That won't be good.
Hey, you have done an outstanding job. I remember the days when you would jump in for a solo show and spend like 6 minutes on three topics. So the fact that you have gotten to the point where you can run a show by yourself for 30-some-odd minutes and give out real good content. Hey, your talk the other day about the fantasy football stuff,
yep,
I'm all on your side, by the way. Appreciate all on that. Your side. I agree Appreciate with you 100%. That. I think that's completely ridiculous.
Nobody in that league listen to that. They still don't listen to me, and they all think you got to legislate fairness.
That's not fairness.
No, it's people who always feel like they're the victim of something when they don't realize it just as many times in the world, they're also the beneficiary of that thing.
That's
Taylor, that they're scared of.
Taylor jumped in and wanted my opinion on it. Yeah, that's 100%. I'm with Chris on this. Like because you don't get credit for those wins if you just started the wrong guy. I mean, that happened to me so many times this year, and I ended up losing in the second round of the playoffs because I started the wrong guys. Yeah. But I would have won.
I've been in a league before where, and this is sad to say, and these guys brought this up as well. They've been in leagues where this happened, where the number one point scorer finished dead last in the league because every week he had the second highest points, and every week he went up against the guy that had the first highest points. And in that system, the person who finished dead last would have gotten the worst draft pick.
And that's
congratulations. That's the system you want. That's what you want. Why? Because, well, he really wasn't the worst team, and we should help the worst teams get better. No. That you let the record play itself out, and the worst teams will finish worse more often than not. Every now and then, you've got a weird thing that happens, and you don't change the rules because of a weird thing that happened.
Yes. Agreed.
More 100%. Rules do not change, make things better. Less rules make things better. I told you, if I ever became governor of a state, the first thing I'd do is cut the rule book in half. I'd spend the first 45 days going through every law on the books and just ripping them out one by one.
You ever seen those goofy state laws like,
yes,
like you can't. Now,
like there's a really good chance that sodomy is still against the law in the state of Mississippi.
Yeah.
Like butt sex, if you got caught doing it, can like make you go to jail and be registered as a sex offender if you got caught. But yet we legalize gay marriage. What do you think they're doing? Oh, we just won't enforce it. No, it's not. I agree. Don't enforce it. Let's rip the rule out. Yeah. Let's change it. How about we do that?
Damian Thompson said, Chris for president, damn it. That's what I'm talking about.
I'd make a really good president, but I would piss a lot of people off.
Oh, yeah, you would. But I think you'd make the majority of them happy. So,
yeah.
Casey jumps in. Gardner Minshew is the perfect quarterback for the Patriots this year. They can win with him. He'll be cheap, and they'll still be able to focus on rebuilding the team.
Is Gardner Minshew available, or they'd have to trade him, right?
They'd have to trade him. But
I don't think he's a free agent. I don't think they can just go pay for him.
Not yet. Maybe after this year. Who knows? Brown Yeti, let's see. Great job. It was a great venting session. I loved it. Talking about you on Friday. Yes, yeah, I was very impressed with
I appreciate it, guys.
Last two times that you've done it, which it's happened more frequently than I would like.
Happened twice in a while. So,
but I think it's twice in the last 2 weeks, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's been once a week or at least twice in 3 weeks. I don't remember exactly.
It's just been terrible, terrible. Taylor said, Chris better get Friday's chat log to his league. We were all in agreement with him. And then Casey said, it would be stupid not to tank if you're doing 3 years and the season's over. I agree. Blaming losing fantasy because of tanking is like blaming Patriots' strength of schedule and division for winning so many Super Bowls. Guarantee whoever wins ain't complaining.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Yeah. Everyone always said the Patriots only won all the Super Bowls because they were in a bad division. And then you look at the record against every other division during that run. It's like, oh, they kind of beat everybody. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
Matt Miller jumped in. Have you guys ever looked up weird laws in states? Taylor jumped in Kentucky, it's illegal to put an ice cream cone in your back pocket because it was a method to steal horses. Like, that's ridiculous.
That's awesome. I would tell you, I'm going to bet Kentucky has more ridiculous, crazy horse laws than any state in the union, and I kind of love them all.
I kind of
do. Hey, somebody said something about Harry Potter. Who's this? All right, Taylor. Taylor's reading Harry Potter right now.
Yep.
I love Harry Potter. Chris is definitely
Gryffindor. I'm a Ravenclaw.
I love Harry Potter.
And then Damian said we need to trade Trubisky and Foles for Minshew, damn it.
I don't know that anybody would do that.
I don't think so.
I don't know that anybody would do that.
I don't know what the Bears are going to do for a like. They're going to have to draft one.
Hey, hang on now. Hang on. They might not. Hustle and Bustle said Chicago is one of the places he wants to go.
If I'm Seattle, there is no way that I am trading.
Now let me tell you this. The two names that got kicked around was Mac and Roquan. That would completely rip my soul out, but I guarantee you Pete Carroll would rather have two defensive studs than Russell Wilson.
Yeah, because he can go find Russell Wilson in the third round of the
draft. He believes he can find Russell Wilson in the third round, but he is a defensive coach at heart.
Yeah, no, you're right about that.
That's the issue.
Casey said Trubisky's not even a Bear, is he? Yeah, he's still got a year left on his deal, doesn't he?
He's not going to get the extension, but he's still under their control for one more year.
Sure enough. Speaking of control, let's go ahead and move into the first topic here. And J.J. Watt has taken control of his career and is moving it over to Glendale, Arizona. He is going to play for the Cardinals 2 years, $31 million, $23 million of it is guaranteed. They're going to pair him up with Chandler Jones. And this one shocked me. Like, shocked me. I had no idea that he was even considering Arizona. And it still doesn't really make sense to me. Like, I guess Arizona could be. They were okay last year. But
yeah,
I don't. Explain this to me. Why? How does this make any sense?
I think he's an into retirement is what I really think. That's what I really think.
Arizona, a very underrated place to retire. Yeah, never really.
I think that's what this is. He wants to play in a warm city. I think he wants to, you know, and I do think they're going to be a fun team. I don't think they're a very well coached team, and I believe right now with the hype around Arizona because of this hire, I would really like to get in on next year's win total. I'll take the under blindly.
under.
Also, we got to remember JJ is due. If you look at the last 5-6 years of his career, every other year he is a stud, and the other year, the odd year, he is not just awful. He's just not even around.
Yeah.
Now I hit completely. I nailed this contract to the letter, almost to the digit, almost. You know, he was due to make $27 million if he stayed there. I said he ain't gonna get close to that. Not close to it. I said 15 to 17 million is where he's gonna end up landing. 2 years, $31 million. Boom. Believe I have that.
Oh, you were dead on. You were dead on. Hey, by the way, Casey said they declined the 5th-year option. I'm pretty sure Trubisky's a free agent. Just look it up on SpotTrack. Yeah, he's a free agent this year. It says Bears. It says he's unrestricted 2021. But I don't know that I fully understand it.
Yeah, I don't always understand all these contracts.
Because it's still saying that he's a Bear, but it doesn't have any money, any salary, anything listed for him for 2021. And then it's got 2021 again underneath it as... You know what? I wonder if I could share it on the screen so that everybody, if anybody's watching, they could actually see it. But it is, I mean, that is strange. That is very interesting there. Maybe you can't see it, can you?
Yeah. It just took over my entire screen.
I don't know that everybody else can see it.
I don't know if anybody on YouTube can see it, but I can now see it.
Well.
No, yeah, so I'm gonna bet he's going to be a free agent then.
That makes sense. All right, and now, I don't know what happened. Our screen is not popping back up for
Look at there. Oh, we're all black on YouTube. What'd you do, Gary?
I screwed something up. I'll see if we can pop it back in there.
Gary tried to get fancy with the graphics and jacked it all up.
Yeah, that tends to happen from time to time. So
we know. Can y'all hear us? I see everybody saying there's a blank screen up there, but... Surely if you hear us talking about it, you understand that we know you can't see anything.
Yeah, they can hear. They just can't see. And that's okay.
I don't know that they can hear because they're all telling us there's a black screen. Yeah, if you hear us talking about the black screen, you know that we know there's a black screen. You don't need to type that.
Let's see.
Yeah,
who knows? Let's see. Michael said, yeah, they can hear us.
Okay.
That is interesting. So, let's see. Go back to screen one, and I don't know that we would. No, see, that's trying to share again.
Yeah.
I done messed something up. I don't know what I've done.
You want to reboot?
No.
How long would that take?
No. It wouldn't need to reboot. I would need to, shut down Zoom and just keep the thing going. I guess that could be reasonable.
Do you think that's what you need to do? Is it a Zoom problem or is it a Restream problem?
No, I don't know what it is. Hang on. we're going to get back into this. We're okay. We're going there. Let's see. As far as the sharing thing goes, well, I know now I will never be doing this again, because that is something else.
I don't know what that is, but you scared the hell out of me.
There we go. How's that? All right, so we're back to that, but it still doesn't pop up on the thing. So if I move to that and then back to the Zoom, you know, I don't know. I don't know. Hold on, I'm going to try something else real quick.
Okay.
Da-da-da. We'll cancel that, and boom. There we go. How's that?
I don't know. Hang on.
It looks good to me. Michael said Gary's too smart for his own good. This was fantastic podcasting, by the way.
Wow. Yeah, the people who download the podcast can be like, these sons of bitches like, just wasted.
What the hell is going
17
on?
Minutes of my time trying to show something I can't see anyway.
Damien said, hashtag blackout party. Michael said Gary's too smart for his own good. Joseph said, click share off and then screen one. Yeah, no. It's something to do with OBS. It wasn't Zoom. It's OBS wouldn't allow that screen to show up underneath the filter.
We've now blamed everyone else.
No, this was actually it was because of OBS, because you and I could still see each other and I could still see the Zoom. It's just OBS couldn't see the Zoom. So yeah, don't fix it if it isn't broken, Gary. That's rule number one. Yeah, I got that. Damien, Gary did a Cody Parkey.
The double doink.
Oh my God, that's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. All right, Damien said, now I can see why Gary's a Steelers fan. This explains everything. That's ridiculous. Y'all are horrible. Y'all are terrible. All right, so J.J. Watt, back to that, and we'll close out of it. I don't really get it. I guess maybe it is a retirement thing. Maybe it has to do with Hopkins. You know, that could be something. It could be that he wanted to go play with Chandler Jones. Maybe he really does believe in this Arizona team. I don't. So, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous. I don't understand it. I mean, the money is one thing. If this is, like, $23 million guaranteed is not something to, like, sniff at, right?
Well, no, but, I mean, it's substantially less than what he, you know, was going to make.
You think so?
Like, his contract, if he doesn't leave Houston, was $27 million. So, yeah, yes, 23 is less than 27.
Is that right?
Yes.
That just seems insane to me. Yeah, I guess you're right. Yep, I'm looking.
Man, I know these contracts. I don't know a lot. I don't understand all the legal language about some of this shit, but I know the numbers I read.
No, it wasn't 27. It was 15, but it wasn't guaranteed. So if
I guarantee it was more than 15 at the Houston.
Yeah,
I guarantee it was more than 15.
Maybe this is wrong. I don't know. Either way, we're good to go. Taylor wanted to know: does D. Hopkins play a role in this? I'm sure
probably not.
I don't think those two were like best friends.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
I will tell you that I've listened to enough retired NFL players to understand defensive guys and offensive guys, while they're on the same team, I mean, they probably see each other three times a week.
Yeah. I mean,
other than game day. Like, they just don't.
I don't buy.
They don't do that.
I don't buy that. Taylor said, this is what we tune in for. The true reality of a live stream. He said, by the way, Chris was too hard on himself and Twitter, calling himself a moron. We love y'all. No need to be that harsh on yourselves. Hey, Chris plays that, but he knows he's smarter than your average bear. So don't be acting like Chris is a victim of his own self-pity here. So Damien said the seltzer beer effect. That's what happened with Gary. Okay. Andrew Shirey, seeing my fellow 49ers fans going crazy over this. He's had 9 sacks over the last 2 years. He's good, but he's not a game wrecker anymore, in my opinion.
Yep. Now, he played a bunch of snaps last year, but he didn't do a lot. Yeah. Like, he didn't miss a game, and he played, I thought it was like 94% of the snaps for the whole season of all the defensive snaps.
It was like 90, yeah.
And he finished with 9 sacks. Like Myles Garrett only played 50% of the Brown sacks, and he finished with like 14. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's just.
McKinnon said, it's not WCE if there are not technical difficulties, and that is 100% true.
Hey, it used to be that way. We haven't had technical difficulties in a while.
Yeah, it's been a little bit.
That's an old-school WCE thing.
Since I got the internet back working correctly, thanks, Comcast, now we're good. Michael said, I remember D-Hop tweeted out something saying, let's finish what we started. Well, yeah, I mean, they were teammates, but like, I don't think that had anything
to do
with it.
This is where we started. We barely make the playoffs every other year in Houston, and now we're going to barely make the playoffs every other year in Arizona. Let's finish what we started, damn it.
I like it.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELDWIN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELDWIN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. All right, moving on. ESPN put out, and this was for like their ESPN Insiders, ESPN Plus, whatever. Bill Connelly put out the 60 best college football quarterbacks of the 2000s. Chris, I will give you three guesses to come up with anybody that was in the top six, and we'll see if you can.
60 best quarterbacks in college?
In college football.
Of the whole 2000 era?
Yes, their careers.
Careers. Okay. Yep. See, careers is tough because I remember single seasons. I remember great seasons.
And that plays into it.
So, like, is Joe Burrow even in there or Cam Newton even in there? They both had one magical season, which was the greatest season of all time, both of those guys.
Burrow was number five.
But that's it. Like, it was literally nothing in that one.
Cam was number two.
Okay. Hang on. How is Cam higher than Joe? That's weird. Joe at least played another season. He just wasn't great that season.
This doesn't necessarily have to do with stats or anything like that. This has to do with, one, like talent around you, everything else. This was basically
that's patently wrong then. Cam and Joe are
one and two as far as
the
best
same
season.
The same grading level of both one iconic season. Burrow's iconic season was ridiculously better than Cam's. Like, kind of not close. Anyway, neither here nor there. I would guess Johnny Manziel. I would guess Tim Tebow. I think Tebow
was number four.
Yeah, I was about to say he's got to be in the top six. I'm trying to think of a four-year starter. Is Ian Book in there by chance?
I think he was in the top 60, but no, he was not in my top six.
I'm trying to think of a four-year starter that. No, I don't know that anybody started 4 years in college football though.
So I'll go ahead and give you the other ones that I wrote down here that were in the top.
Trevor's got to be in there, right? He got 3 years of starters.
Trevor's top 10. But he was not in the top six. Deshaun Watson. He was number six. Deshaun Watson was six.
Okay.
And he made it to two national championship games. Won one of them. You know, that's pretty good. Pretty good. Number three was Vince Young.
Vince had 3 years starting.
Now, the number one here is the only one that did not win a national title. He's got Baker Mayfield as the number one quarterback as far as career goes, in the 2000s.
That's just wrong.
Statistics and whatnot.
I don't hate Baker. This is not Baker bashing. That's just wrong.
Baker made it to, what, two playoffs? Made another, what, Cotton Bowl? I think, or Cotton Bowl or Fiesta Bowl, one or the other, and was the starter for Texas Tech until, what, he got injured, I think, and then he ended up leaving Texas Tech. So he transferred up. Let's see. Taylor said, if y'all managed to make it on the or to the Cincinnati Notre Dame game on October 2nd, seltzer beers are on me for Gary. You guys are never going to let me live that down. I swear. Casey wants to know what quarterback I would want the Steelers to go after. He said, I think I would take a shot on Trask in second round. I'll tell you this. I would take a shot on Kellen Mond in the third round.
Yeah, I'd rather have Mond than Trask. I might be wrong on that, though.
Oh, I could totally be wrong, but if I'm just going to take a shot, like I'll take a third rounder with Kellen Mond because I don't know that I trust him, but I like his upside more than I like Trask. Brown Yeti said RG3. Damian said Brady Quinn. Casey said Trevor Lawrence. Andrew said Kellen Moore at number one. Nope, Kellen Moore was, I think he was like 11 or something like that. Taylor said my boy Book is underrated. He was. I want to say he was like in the 30s or 40s, something like that.
I think Book's highly underrated.
McKinnon said, "Love me some Joe, but his team was drastically better than Cam's Auburn team." That's a lot that played into why Burrow was five and Cam was two.
I don't know. I don't know that the word drastic goes in there. That Auburn team had like 11 first round draft picks on it.
No. Of the other 21 starters on that team, one of them started one NFL game, and that was because of injury. Not a single other starting.
You talking about on the offense?
No, of the team. Of the team itself, there was one player that started one game from that 2010 team. That's how insane Cam Newton was. Is that not crazy? Like, they had some good college players.
I think it's stats wrong. I know there are two defensive players that both made it to the NFL and both played. So that can't be right. That has to be wrong.
I think that what I read must have been incorrect.
Yeah, because I was maybe offensively, but I think that offensive line was pretty damn good too.
Well,
I would be hard pressed to believe there wasn't a running back that came from Auburn that didn't make it into the league.
Well, Michael Dyer ended up transferring away from Auburn after that. So, and he was the starting running back.
Yeah.
So, but it is guys that started in the NFL and guys that were starters on that team. So maybe it was players that played on that team, but weren't starters.
Okay.
Possibly.
All right.
So either way, there were some good players on that team for sure. But Cam Newton was the engine that made it go for sure.
Correct. That is correct.
Let's see. That Auburn team skated by most of its games only because of Cam. That LSU team regularly beat the piss out of folks on every side of the ball. That's 100% true.
Yeah.
Damian said he was getting high while doing this list, huh? No, Bill Connelly is way, way, way into analytics, man. He is the owner and proprietor of the SP Plus system that is really, really good at predictive analytics. So Michael said Johnny Football was better than Baker in college only, obviously. Well, Johnny Football only had 2 years. Matt Miller, Vince Young only played a year and a half. Is that right?
I feel like Vince played more than that.
I know that he left after his
junior year. I didn't follow Texas football a whole lot. So I made fun of him a lot, but I never followed him a lot.
Damian said, just curious, where is Trubisky on this list? He is not on this list.
Mitchell had one decent season in college.
Under Larry Fedora.
One-year starter, and he got drafted.
We never talked about the fact that Larry Fedora is, he's out at Baylor after 1 year. I found that very interesting. Let's see. Matt Miller said Nick Fairley was the only good player on that Auburn team. I guess the only other good player. Taylor said, I love that Chris is an LSU fan, and Gary's a Bama fan, and Chris is a Browns fan, and Gary's a Steelers
fan. Yeah, I'm friends with somebody whose teams regularly just beat the shit out of mine for, decades and decades and decades.
It happens from time to time. But it's not like that anymore. It's been a lot more
lot. The Browns won two games last year against your Steelers.
Yeah, that's two out of three.
Okay.
Good.
All right. That's two out of 17 too. So.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
All right.
Let's see. Gary's got to be a Yankees fan with Chris loving the Red Sox. No. I'm a Cardinals fan. So.
Yeah. I wouldn't have done the Yankee thing.
Michael said, where's Paxton Lynch on the? Guys, I don't have the list in front of me. I'm not digging through 60 names on this thing. Y'all are crazy.
Well, any of these guys that suck aren't on it.
Go get ESPN Plus. Get ESPN Insider. And knock it out. It's $5 a month. That ain't nothing. Yep. Y'all go do it for yourself, man. Do it. And by the way, that's where you can watch all these FCS games, which this weekend was fan-friggin-tastic. This isn't even on my list of stuff to talk about, but, man, North Dakota State, 39-game win streak down the tubes. Underdogs were 16-4 against the spread on Saturday. Now, I didn't even look at Sunday's numbers, but let me tell you, there were six double-digit underdogs that won outright on Saturday, three of them by 17-plus points. Like, insane. Like, at 17-plus point underdogs that won the game outright, this is what FBS was supposed to be this year, and FCS is turning it, on its head, man. This whole thing is bananas. Matt Miller said the red sucks.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw it.
Andrew Shirey said Bo Nix should have been top 10. Shake my head. No. Where's Rex Grossman on this damn list is the big question. You guys are insane. When does NCAA basketball conference tourney start? Do you guys have any bets in? The Big South has already started, I know. And I've got money on Campbell for tonight. So I think they're going to win outright. They were like a 2-point dog.
I'm going to be looking for odds for a couple of low teams to maybe win their tournaments. I think we're going to see a lot of chaos this year.
Oh, yes. Oh, big time. Alabama won the SEC conference championship, the regular season championship. There is no chance that they are winning the conference tournament.
Yep.
No chance.
I kind of want to see Kentucky odds.
I I'm game.
It's not a bad. I mean, it's not me, you know, throwing money away on Dumber. I kind of want to see Auburn's odds.
If they can get Sharif Cooper back healthy, then absolutely. But
Bruce Burrow just has Tennessee's number. It's just the curse of Bruce.
Oh, it's so ridiculous.
They can be god awful. Tennessee pretty good, and they just beat the hell out of them all the time.
That's the Bruce thing, man. It's a curse. It's a curse for firing him. Since we're talking about college basketball anyway, Baylor took their first loss of the season, and the question that it brings up is, can Baylor get back to what they were before the COVID pause? Because they have been kind of dreadful since they got back. Now, they've only played two games, but goodness gracious, man. Like, I don't know. This isn't the same team at all.
Yeah.
Now, the issue here, so Michigan had a really long COVID pause, but none of their guys tested positive. With Baylor, they had guys test positive. And we know some guys bounce back from this super fast, right? And other people get it, and it lingers. There's an effect on it. They're fatigued at the end of games, stuff like that. Like, Baylor does not look the same as they did, so I'm very curious what this is going to mean for them. I would hate for them to lose a chance at a national championship down at Baylor because they caught this virus, you know?
Yeah.
But it is,
I mean, it definitely possible. Sticks with some people, you know, that's something that happens, so...
Yeah, and they just kind of got steamrolled by Kansas. Now, I will say this. Kansas, 38 straight wins on senior day for them. And that's Bill Self, Roy Williams, dating back forever.
For a while.
So, is what it is. Taylor said, if UK manages to blow up and win the SEC, I'd crap my pants. Casey said, I love my Wildcats, but I think Missouri's going to win it all. I really like Auburn, too. I don't think they're eligible. No, they are not eligible. That's right. I forgot. Auburn that's self-imposed. Right.
They're not eligible.
Yeah. Taylor said, Gary, you should set up an ESPN bracket for WCE listeners. I'm going to. We're going to do that. We are going to do that. No problem. So moving on from that, Scott Drew, obviously the Baylor head coach, he has mentioned in some of his circles that maybe he's not real happy with the amount of support that they're getting at Baylor. They've had a top five team for the last two seasons, and nobody really seems to care all that much down there. They've got some diehards, right?
Yeah.
But not a lot of people really all in on them. They won for the first time ever at Allen Fieldhouse last year. At one point last season, I think it was 2019 season, 2019-2020. Scott Drew had 10 losses at Allen Fieldhouse. Bill Self had 230 more opportunities and had only lost 9 games at Allen Fieldhouse. I mean, that is a ridiculous home court advantage. But man, Damian said, we're really going to use COVID as an excuse for Michigan. Really, Gary? No, not for Michigan. Michigan's playing.
No, Michigan's played great after the COVID break. We're talking about Baylor has not played well after COVID. Yeah.
So the Scott Drew stuff, I bring that up because Indiana lost again over the weekend. They are not looking very good. It doesn't look like they're going to make the tournament again. This is 5 straight seasons under Archie Miller that they have not made an NCAA tournament. Archie Miller looked like the golden boy, right? Made an Elite Eight at Dayton, had made multiple other tournaments. Dayton was beyond anything that they were ever supposed to be under Archie Miller.
That's right.
He gets bumped up to Indiana. He brings in top-ranked recruits. He brings in, you know, good role guys, all this kind of stuff. And for whatever reason, it is not working at Indiana for him. So now, obviously, we know it's a pandemic season. We get that. It's a little crazy. However, at Indiana, they do not like losing. They fired Tom Crean a season after winning the Big Ten.
I know. And that's what I was about to say. Like, and Crean wasn't there long.
Yeah.
Like, are they just going to keep the grass is always greener on the other side, and let's just keep rolling this thing over? I get 5 years at Indiana and not going to a tournament's a big deal. Yes. That's a big deal. 64 damn teams getting this thing, and you can't be in one of those. I fully understand that frustration. I also think at some point in time, just firing guys ain't gonna cut it. There has to be another problem.
I do agree with that. Although, you do see if you make the right hire, at multiple places, you've seen that Arkansas, you get Eric Musselman, all of a sudden things are looking better than they were with Mike Anderson. You at Alabama, you hire Nate Oates, all of a sudden, I mean, you're slated for like a 2 seed. I mean, you hadn't even made the tournament but once in the last 11 years, so like you know, it's you get a chance with the right guy, and you can completely change your fortunes because they know how to make the chemistry on the team work, all that. Archie doesn't seem to have the chemistry on the team going correctly for whatever reason. And now part of it is the fact that they are in the Big Ten, right? However, you can't say that that's it because Chris Holtzman at Ohio State, he got hired the same year with less time to prep Ohio State, and he's got them slated for a 1 or 2 seed. That's so at this point, Archie Miller has got all of his guys. Like, there's nobody hanging around.
You don't get to complain you're moved into the Big Ten. That's what you did. Yeah. If you wanted to keep beating the hell out of smaller guys, you would have stayed at Dayton.
Exactly.
No, part of moving up to a big boy conference is playing big boy teams. This shouldn't come as a shock to you, and that's not an excuse.
This is so funny. Taylor, Gary, Bama only won the championship because of COVID. Like,
I agree with that.
Give me a break.
They completely agree with
they're
that.
They're up by 100%. 4 games, man. 100%. That's ridiculous. Casey said, only time I bet Baylor was the other night. Killed my 3-pack with Louisville and North Carolina on it. Hit another 3-pack, though, with Texas Tech, Arkansas, and Florida. Let's see. Calling it now, the NCAA basketball champ is coming out of the Big 12. Oh, I don't buy that at all.
I don't either.
I don't buy that. I could see the Big 10.
I will gladly take the Big 10 over the Big 12.
Yeah, I think I might agree in this season for sure. Let's see. My scroller ain't working. I'll tell you a sleeper for the Big East, Xavier. They're money from behind the arc. Yeah, they're as far as shot quality goes, and if you want to check out something interesting, shotquality.com, go and check that out. But back to Indiana, right? So there's the Scott Drew part. And for those that don't know the full story, Scott Drew, of course, son of Homer Drew, brother of Bryce Drew. Remember, Bryce played at Valparaiso. Homer was the head coach at Valparaiso. That's in Indiana. They grew up in Indiana. Scott was the head coach at Valparaiso for a while before Bryce took over. And it's just the Drews. Like, it's the Drew Center. Like, you know, whatever. But they grew up in Indiana. If Scott does not like the support and whatnot that he's getting at Baylor, I mean, you flip that thing over and go up to Indiana, like, coach for one of the Blue Bloods. Maybe that's what you need to do. The other names that have been brought up, by the way, John Beilein. He's just sitting out there. Now, I know he's 68 years old.
I wouldn't do that.
The guy can coach. And check this out. Everywhere that the last two places that he's been, he left them better than they were when he got there, right? So, Beilein, Michigan, set up for a 1 seed right now. He left good players. He left a good infrastructure set up at Michigan. He was at West Virginia. Now, obviously, West Virginia hired Bob Huggins. But if things are not rolling right out of the gate, like, Beilein left it set up for them to go to a Final Four just right off the bat. So, you know, I don't think that's a bad
hire. I need to know how many years he wants to coach. Like, if he's going to give me 5 years, I'll sign that deal. Yeah, I'll sign that deal. If he's going to be there for 3 and he wants to hang it up after 70, that's a tough pill to swallow.
If he'll give me 5 years, then absolutely. If it's only 2 years,
if he'll give me 5 years, I can't do a 3-year deal or less. I need a commitment from him that he will be with us for 5 years.
Another interesting name on this list: Brad Stevens, Boston Celtics head coach, coached at Butler, you know, in Indiana.
One weird year, and all of a sudden, Brad's going to leave the Celtics for Indiana.
If he's tired of the NBA, wants to get back into college, I don't buy it. I don't believe.
Tired of the NBA. Nobody gets tired of the NBA because
you don't
wheeling and dealing to get players is one thing. Trying to recruit is an entirely different thing, man.
That's no, you're
there's no way on earth. I will take my chances with, you know, a super team coming into my division way over taking my chances with traveling the country, spending every day of my life kissing some 16, 17-year-old ass.
Let's see. Casey said Stevens is another great fit for Indiana. Yeah, no, he's definitely a good fit.
Stevens is a great fit for anybody. If the day he walks into college basketball, he's the best coach in college basketball. Because right now, he's probably the best X's and O's coach in college, in the NBA, in the professional basketball league.
Do you think, like, is there a chance that Boston could fire him?
No, hell no.
I don't think so either.
Danny Ainge ain't close to firing him.
I don't think that their issue is coaching.
No, their issue is players. Name a star. Okay. Name in a league Tatum, where stars drive it. You think Tatum's a star? You think Tatum is a star the level of LeBron or KD or Giannis?
No.
Or Luka?
No.
Okay. Okay. So he's not a star then, right? He's a really good player. He's the best player on the team, but he's not a star. He's not a top 10 player in the game. That's not a star.
Yeah. I mean,
you're asking a team with zero stars, some really, really good players. I mean, really good players. You're asking that team to compete against teams with stars on them night in and night out. That's hard to do.
When you know that that is what makes, you know, that's what makes championships. Stars.
Yes. Yes. In the NBA, it's all about stars. And I love Tatum, and I think Tatum is a great player. I know Tatum's a great player. He ain't a top 10 player in the league.
No. I never said that, but he's...
But that's the problem. Then he's not a star. Because if you're just going to take the top 30 players and say, well, these are the stars, that don't work either. Because the separation between 1 and 30 is a mile.
I'd say, okay, you got a valid point. Let's see, Damien said Jim Boylan would be a great coach for Indiana. Yeah, he's just trying to get him out of the Bulls. I know what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
Casey, Illinois is getting 8.5 points against Michigan. What do you guys think about that? It feels like it's too many points, but Michigan's been killing everybody, so I'm not touching it. So I will say that. Moving on. And let's see. We have got an interesting topic. Disney and the NFL appear to have agreed on a new rights deal. Looks like it'll be estimated around $2.6 billion a year, and the ABC channel is now going to be in the Super Bowl rotation. Now, this has not been officially announced, but this is from Sports Business Journal. When reached for comment, NFL Media VP of Communications Alex Rademiller said the report is incorrect, and as we don't negotiate through the media, there will be no further comment. ESPN also declined to comment as well. However, that price is way, way, way above what Fox, CBS, NBC, etc. are going to be paying for theirs. ESPN pays for that exclusive deal for the Monday Night Football stuff, and it's on cable, etc. There's also where ESPN has to retain the highly coveted highlight rights, which provide year-round programming for ESPN studio shows, like all sorts of stuff that goes into this for them having to pay more. But I think this is the right deal for ESPN and ABC. Do you agree?
Well, they got to make a deal, and they got to get themselves in the rotation for the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, the problem with them getting themselves into the rotation of the Super Bowl is the other three networks have a premier booth that they can say, this is our number one, this is our A-list booth. If you get the Super Bowl, you know it's going to be called by two men that are better than everybody else at what they do. Okay? ESPN is so far from that. Do this and they get a Super Bowl, holy shit, who's going to be in that booth?
Well, I mean,
that's going to be a problem.
If it were to happen in the next 2 years, it would absolutely have to be Chris Fowler and Kirk Herbstreit. But is that what the NFL wants? Do they want their premier game, the biggest night of television, you know, on the planet? Do they want that to be done by two guys that are more synonymous with college football?
Yeah, two college football guys. Unless those guys are going to get moved into the Monday night booth. Now, if they get moved to Monday night football and that's what their new job is and they no longer do college, then that's fine. If you're the NFL, you're totally great with that.
I think they'd be fantastic.
Well, yeah, they'd be fantastic at it. They're great at what they do.
Brown Yeti said the big-eared overlord is getting into the Super Bowl no matter how much it cost. Yeah. Casey was asking, does Baylor bounce back against West Virginia? I don't buy it right now.
You don't? You don't think they'll beat West Virginia? You think they'll lose again, or you think it'll just be a tight game?
I think it'll be a tight game. I think they will. They could absolutely lose again.
Absolutely. Well, I think they could lose the game.
If I had to pick it right now.
I love Huggy Bear, and you know that.
So. If I had to pick it right now, I think West Virginia's playing better than they are.
Yeah, it's probably.
That
is a true statement. West Virginia is playing better than them, but we don't know, are they going to be better than them when that game comes around?
Yeah, I mean, who knows? Andrew said, I like a lot of these college commentators more than the NFL guys. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it, truth be told, like, there's only a couple of premier. There's just more college football games. There's more opportunities for you to hear more people. Like, there's not as many in the NFL. Like, you've got, two premier booths? Or three, I guess?
You got three. NBC's. NBC does one game a week.
Yeah.
Just like ESPN.
And at that point...
That's what's insane is ESPN has one game a week to staff, and they can't figure this thing out.
I know.
CBS and Fox have a lot of bad booths. But they also have a shitload of games to staff every week, too.
Yeah. No, you're right about that. You are right. Moving on... Drew Brees. Now, I know that you've seen this.
Yeah.
You think he's coming back? I mean, the workout video looked pretty legit. That doesn't look like somebody that's just getting ready for retirement.
If I had to guess, I'm sure he's just going to. I mean, he's still got another year on his deal, so.
Well, but he switched the deal around to where he's only making, like, the league minimum.
Like, yeah, I don't know if that matters.
I mean, he's making nothing. And I know that the NFLPA was pretty irritated about
it. Yes. They do not like teams giving money away, players giving money away like that to help teams.
I was listening to Pat McAfee last week on the day that I was not able to come on the show. I guess it was last Friday. And McAfee was talking about how much he hated the NFLPA when he was a player.
Yeah.
Like, he felt like he was maybe one of a handful of players that for his last season – he was not a part of the NFLPA. He didn't like the way that they went about things, et cetera, et cetera. I wonder if more people feel like that, but the way that
we just don't hear about it.
Yeah, we just don't hear about it. I'm very curious. Like if Brees were to come back, I could see him not starting. And I think Taylor, if he comes back, he's not starting. Yeah. Andrew said Saints fans all want him gone. Taylor said no way he's coming back.
There's no way he comes back and he's not starting. Yeah, he's starting. He's 100% starting if he comes back.
You think so?
Yes, 100%. He's not coming back for a backup role, Gary.
Yeah, but he gave away the money. Like,
who cares? It doesn't matter.
I don't know.
He's not coming back for a backup role.
Taylor said, you hear that, Chris? Gary's listening to Pat review. No, Pat was on early. Early, early.
I agree with Pat, by the way. And I can't remember the player of who it was. I wish I could, because it would give more credence to the story and you could understand what I'm talking about. But I've heard of a player in the back, like in the past, when he retired, he was one of these players that stayed in a team for a long time. And then like he became a big time free agent and then he left for another team. And then when he retired, he openly talked about how the Players Association, like, insisted that he take the most money. It happened in baseball all the time, by the way, all the time. That you can't just stay where you're at. The PA almost insist, and if you don't follow their recommendation, quote unquote recommendation, then they no longer support you and they won't back you in grievances and stuff as hard or as aggressively. And it makes you wonder about
Tom Brady.
That's a problem. I mean, I don't think that was a PA problem.
Well, no. But like Brady was always taking less money to be able to stay with the Patriots and and he didn't get a ton of support when all the Deflategate stuff was going down.
That's right.
And so, I mean, it's possible. Brown Yeti said, did Brees get a cyborg arm? That's the only way he's starting by the end of the season. His arm was
I think Brees is a starter. I don't think there's any way on earth. The fans cannot like it. I don't care. No one cares what the fans think. It's just not what the way these leagues work. Yeah. Brees isn't coming back to hold a clipboard. That's not happening.
Yeah, you're probably right. Andrew said, I think he would be a good coach. Give him an analyst job with the team if he wants to stay. I mean, yeah, I could see Brees being good at that, but he's also already got a deal worked out with NBC, right?
Yeah. That's my question. Why would he walk away from that deal with NBC to do this, to hold a clipboard?
So McKinnon said, yeah, but when your wife is Giselle, who cares about some punk-ass Players Association? I love it. Hey, Michael Curtis jumped in. He said, hey, guys, can't wait for Friday night. Albany at New Hampshire, primetime, only football game in America. We will be talking about that on this week's SBR College Football Show. So, another plug, make sure that you go and subscribe. SBR Picks on YouTube. Very easy to do, but that is going to be one of our highlight games for this week. Jumping back in, let's see, Brees got that Terminator arm from Damian. Love that. And Saints are 18-8 with Brees at quarterback, 8-1 when he's not in the last 35 games. He's holding them back, and it's about rebuild time anyway. I mean, maybe. Like, I don't know what to make of all of this stuff. I really thought that he would have announced that he was going to retire by now.
Yes.
Because, I mean, we both talked about it. Like, his arm
I assumed
was
after last year was over with, he was done.
That's what I thought. And then with the playoff loss. Like, you lose to a team that, I don't know. Taylor said, SBR picks is legit. I love the NHL guys. Yeah, Blackjack's awesome, man. Blackjack is awesome. All right, finally, we'll close out with this. Let's talk about the recent poll that went up. Chris, you and I have discussed how much we would love to be able to travel just regularly. You had a trip to Chicago that was canceled without you canceling it. Like, they shut down everything on you.
That's right. Like, literally 4 days before I was supposed to leave, my airfare got refunded. My hotel room emailed me, said, sorry, we're canceling your reservation. All my restaurant reservations got canceled, and my show ticket got canceled.
Trivago, have you heard of them?
Yep.
All right. They did a poll. It said, would you give up sex for a year to go back to traveling, you know, regularly? 38% of Americans said yes, they would give up sex for a year to be able to travel however they want to now.
I wonder how many Americans actually have sex more than once a year. I'm gonna bet there's a lot of loners out there that aren't getting regular sex anyway.
That's probably, I don't
or
know.
There's
that
a
I
lot
would,
of people out here that are having a lot of bad sex.
Well, I will tell you this. 1 in 5 said that they would dump their partner to go back to travel.
Okay, now that's, hang on. Now that's a different conversation that I'm not willing to have on this show, but that is a different conversation because that doesn't mean you're not having sex. It just means you're not having sex with the person you're with.
Yeah. And that's a whole nother thing, right?
Totally understand that.
McKinnon said, no sex for travel. Whoever recommended this can kiss my happy hillbilly ass. Yeah. I would not give that up. I am perfectly fine staying at home so long as I am getting it on the reg. My wife knows about this. Like, I would choose sex over travel any day of the week.
Yeah, I think this is either people who are already not. This is the same folks that said, I'm boycotting the NFL. When's the last time Peyton Manning played? See in this game? No. You haven't watched in 6 years. So congratulations on your boycott. Good job.
Lord.
Making a statement here, buddy. Really making a statement.
That's so ridiculous.
No, this is people who are already not having sex saying yes, they would give up having sex.
It's easy to give up something that you already
you're not doing, aren't doing or that you're really bad at, by the way.
Yes. Taylor said, Chris, just go to the Cincy Notre Dame game and then go up to Chicago. There you go. Now, well, I mean, Chicago's back open now, from what I understand. But
knows? But it's too damn cold now. Yeah. I'm not going. Listen, you know me. I don't go above the Mason-Dixon line after October.
Oh yeah. Oh, I know.
I don't even really want to go at the end of October.
Yeah, but once we get into April, it'll be fine, right?
Maybe May. Well, you need to make it. Wait till
maybe May. By the way, and Casey threw this in here. The Atlanta Hawks just fired Coach Lloyd Pierce about 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, I got an alert on my phone.
14-20 start to the season. He has been the coach since the 2018-2019 season, and you know, I mean, you got a young team in Atlanta, and who knows if all the pieces are actually going to work or not. But it is what it is. McKinnon said, "Sounds like they asked a bunch of priests and monks for this poll." Yeah, I can believe that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, either way, Taylor said up here in early October is better than the snowstorm y'all just had. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Early October is prime. I'm talking prime Midwestern weather.
Oh, most certainly. Most certainly.
Early October is pretty damn great across the country.
Yes, I agree with that.
Because down here in the South, we're in good fall weather. I'm telling you, I don't know a spot in the country that's terrible in the first 2 weeks of October.
No. October, other than maybe late April, I mean, that's the best time of the year. Like, October, you get football. April, I mean, you're done with basketball. Like, so late April, early May, MLB, you getting to go out and drink beers, hang out for day baseball. That's kind of cool.
I still want to do that in the South.
Taylor said the game's on October 2nd.
Yeah.
Yep, that's perfect. Casey said Atlanta should be better than they are, but Hunter getting hurt set them back. Yeah. Damien said, going to get COVID or... Pornhub, screw it,
Damien,
Pornhub it is.
In this scenario, we're referring to COVID not being here. Like, everything's back to normal.
Yes. We're way.
Also, I'm not afraid of COVID. Topic. Also, I got a shot, so I'm good.
There you go.
I'm immune to COVID.
When's your second one? Do you know?
The 16th, maybe, nice. Of March. Nice. I don't know.
Brown Yeti said Alaska in October is probably great.
It probably is.
Probably so.
I don't know. Now, I don't know the weather forecast in Alaska at all.
Okay. There you go. McKinnon said, I'm out, gents, taking care of the little man today. Have a great night. Talk to y'all soon. You know what? That's a good way for us to end this. Lots of topics today, but hey, you know what? Busy sports weekend. We had a lot to talk about. Taylor said, I'll buy Chris some seltzer beers.
Chris won't drink your seltzer beers.
Absolutely love it. All right. Let's go ahead and close this thing out. WinningCuresEverything.com is the website. Also, SBRPicks.com/NCAAF for all your college football gambling content. Our show on SBR Picks on YouTube will be out on Wednesday, so go ahead and make sure you are subscribed over there. You can also find it on our YouTube page. Make sure you're subscribed everywhere that you need to be subscribed, including the podcast. If you missed the live show, you can always get that over there. Leave a nice 5-star written review over on Apple. And, Chris, I think that's it. Anything else breaking?
That's it, brother.
That is it. All right, guys, take care of yourself. Take care of each other. And hopefully, you can all cash some tickets this week.
Thanks for checking out Winning Cures Everything. If you want to keep up with us, hit subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Visit the website at winningcureseverything.com, or you can like us on Facebook or follow us at Winning Cures, at Gary WCE, or at Chris B. Giannini on Twitter. Share out the show, leave a nice review, and make sure to comment and tweet at us.